The Penn State Board of Trustees has approved a deal to transfer control of WPSU, the university's public radio and TV station, to WHYY. WHYY's Carmen Russell Suchansky tells us more.
The unanimous vote comes just a month after trustees rejected an earlier version of the plan, one that would have required the university to pay a $17 million subsidy. After that proposal was rejected, however, an outpouring of support led to renewed negotiations. Now, the revised deal removes that funding, instead requiring WHYY to raise more than $8 million from third-party sources. WHYY CEO and President Bill Morazzo said that he was confident that would happen.
In order to keep HYY whole and to get WPSU back into the black without any support from Penn State University will require some initiative capital from third-party sources. And gratefully, we have a relatively large number of such third-party supporters already engaged.
The agreement must now go before WHYY's board of directors before proceeding to the Federal Communications Commission for approval. If finalized, the deal would give WHYY one of the largest public media footprints in the Mid-Atlantic, stretching from South Jersey and Delaware to Western Pennsylvania. Carmen Russell-Suchansky, WHYY News.